Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's April 21st. It's game number two against the Braves, going for the two-game sweep since they got the win yesterday, and we got the sweet emotions that come with victory. Welcome to my TED Talk. Jake, how are you?
Now, you guys are probably going through life thinking, I like feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell you today how to feel good. And it's 9 to 13 men playing a sport representing something you've related to in your head, and they win.
Yes, yes. Also,
that's the key to happiness.
A good way to feel good is to hit up our dude Adony Batista.
Oh, my God. Built different.
We were in the suite last night having a ball. If you're a Yanks fan and you want to go to a suite, doesn't matter if you want to go solo or you got a group of two or you got a group of 10, DM at Batista. The I is actually the number one. Or if you don't have Twitter, text 917-636-7950. He puts together events in suites at Yankee Stadium so you can, you know, like instead of paying for like a nice ticket down below where you're stuck in a seat, you can pay the same price and you're in a suite with other diehard Yankee fans, all you can eat, all you can drink. So that's kind of what he's like a broker of suites. He's the suite man.
It's the king.
He's the suite man. I give
I'm
you a cavity.
Cash man.
Hit up Adony, man. Enjoy life in a suite. It's the sweet life of Jake and Jimmy.
The Yankees. Sweet night.
Oh, sorry, guys. This is what we're going to do on the show today. We're going to talk about the lineups and give you our what to watch for. We're going to do the pitching path to victory. Homer draft choices. We're going to decide if we're taking the over or the under. And then we will share any premonitions that we have. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
The lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu, Silver Slugger recipient, is leading off. Aaron Judge is playing right field and batting second. DJ had two hits yesterday. Judge had one. Giancarlo Stanton is batting third. DHing. They slide Gio Urshela up to cleanup. He had two hits yesterday, including a bomb home run to dead center. So he's batting fourth, Jake.
Yeah.
His buddy Glaber behind him batting fifth, playing shortstop. God bless you. Mike Ford in there again at first. RBI walk yesterday. Aaron Hicks back in there, batting seventh, playing center field. Gary Sanchez batting eighth. Clint Frazier back in there, left field. What do you think about this lineup, Jake?
I like it. I like it. I almost threw out the throw Judge and Stanton back-to-back, even though I don't believe in it, just to, like, the amount I don't believe in Judge and Stanton back-to-back isn't near the level of how bad everyone was playing that I was like, might as well just throw it at the wall. And if each of them clip one, like, that's what we're looking for. I'm good. Jim, something else we've been harping on is rewarding guys if they do something. Gio Urshela, One of the only guys to do something yesterday. You're batting clean off today, kid.
You said clean off?
Clean off. He's in clean off today.
Yeah.
And yeah, get Clint back in there. You know, Guardy didn't really do anything last night. So, yeah, I like this.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hicks 7. Mike Ford with the best eye on the team. Huge RBI yesterday.
The top four hit, the top three. Well, Stanton hasn't been hitting well. Wow. I was just going to say top four hitters, but you can't even like say top four hitters. Yeah. They don't have four.
Yeah.
They got three. And then Stanton's DHing. That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Keep doing everything until you figure it out.
Unless you die.
Like, the offense sucked last night. They got the win, but the offense sucked.
Yeah, and you know...
But, so just keep mixing and matching.
I'm not saying yesterday was the start of the season that's changing everything around and the title starts tomorrow, but... No, like, the Yankees needed to win a loss, and that's what yesterday was.
Great point. The Yankees needed to win a loss.
My friend...
They hadn't won a... Actually, they kind of have only one loss.
They kind of only one loss.
They haven't won a win yet. That 7-0 game where Stan hit the grand slam, is that the only win that they've won?
Ooh. Wins that they've won this year, Zach. This is analytics. They beat the Rays 8-4 one day. That was the Sunday game. The Rays had already won that series. I guess they beat the Orioles twice. The Yankees haven't won a lot of games.
Yeah. Do you think tonight they win a win? You got Kluber on the mound.
Like they can?
I don't think so.
This game can go either way really easily. I know that's incredible sports analysis. That's why all 583 of you are here right now. Go up, number. Go up.
Went down.
I scared him away with that. Yeah. No, like,
9 people left.
Jim, there's a world. You know this.
There's where, the world. Dude, I didn't realize you say that so much until someone pointed it out, and now like you say that a lot.
I've started turning it up.
Okay.
Now that people locked in on it.
There's a world.
Kluber pitches tonight. He looks solid. He does kind of what Tyone did yesterday. 5 innings pitch, 1 earned run. We're like, good job. You know, we go to our guys in the pen. Holy licky show yesterday. And, you know, I don't think the Yankees win in a blowout, but they could win the game. Like, the Braves are in a bad spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Braves are playing bad ball, and they're missing Ronald Acuña Jr. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm very, very interested to see the energy. Like, do the guys have a little bop today? Like, yeah, we did one.
Yeah,
win
they,
one.
They
Cashman yelled at us, and we won. Like, let's have a little bop.
Do you have a specific what to watch for? I'm interested in the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
Ford, Hicks, Gary, Clint.
Yeah.
Throw Glaber in there too, but Ford, Hicks, Clint. Between the three of those guys, Hicks had the leadoff 4-pitch walk.
Yeah.
Clint had a bad at-bat, but in the at-bat was a wild pitch, which scored a run. Mm. Ford had a 4-pitch walk.
Great eye.
Do those three guys swing?
Mm.
Like, if we're being honest,
yeah,
it might, it's, we're kind of, it's, you know, crimson and clover over and over.
Crimson and clover over and over.
Yes. I'm kind of harping on the same thing. But if I'm being honest, like what I'm looking for when I watch this game, do those three guys swing at pitches in the zone?
Yeah.
The Yankees, oh, we did a lot of math on the way in, sleepover crew.
So much math.
We did the Yankees, how many fastballs in the zone did the Yankees see yesterday? And then we were like, well, comparatively, what is it for like the Braves? Like, and the Yankees saw 10% more than the Braves and 10% more than we did like the Phillies. We just did a random other team. Because we wanted to see the Yankees throw 10% more fastballs in the zone, and they swung at like 50% of them, and 66 is league average. So I'm still on that, and Clint is the biggest abuser of that, Hicks as well, and that's kind of Ford's game plan.
Yeah.
So let me see those three guys at the bottom.
Will they swing?
Will they swing at fastballs in the zone?
Okay.
Ford swung first pitch in his first at bat yesterday. Someone in the chat just said that, Edward, and he did. Yeah. And I think that was him saying, I'm not just a walk guy. I'm going to swing.
But then I will
swing. Then he got the RBI walk, and it's like, fuck, I've been pigeonholed again.
I like that. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah. Professional.
I'm professional, homie. I'm professional. Jim.
Yeah.
What was that?
No.
That seemed a little...
Yeah. You said Jim. I said yeah.
I think I'm going to take one out of the Jim E. O'Brien playbook.
G-Y-M space middle name E.
I'm glad you could hear me pronounce space it that O'Brien. Way, Jim.
Yeah, I know how you're talking.
I'm going with all the G's, man.
Oh, wow.
Big G. Hitting third. He's kind of sucked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Glaber. Big suck.
Mm-hmm.
Gio.
Glaber's been making the routine play.
Just not hitting at all. Gio Urshela, slide up to four. Interested to see how he reacts to that. And then Gary. You know, Gary, we were excited. Gary was moving up the lineup. He looked like the best hitter on the team. Now he's back there down an eight hole in the shit sandwich.
Yeah, but the reason they're doing that is because they don't want the bottom four to be Glaber, Ford, Hicks, Frazier. They're trying, like, Gary has been going down the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
But they were doing that even when Gary was hot, just to like have a threat in the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah, but that's almost, you know, at the same time, yes, but that's also like messed up to Gary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were asking for clean up Gary. And they did, and now he's back in the eight hole. And as a player, which is a whole thing analytics have missed, is there's something that they will never be able to measure that Gary likes hitting cleanup better than eight.
That's heart.
It's miles of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carp.
No.
The big fish.
What a loser!
Braves, Adrianza, Freeman, Ozuna, Darnot, Albies, Sandoval, Swanson, Riley, Heredia. Are we seeing the last Ion tonight?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
The Braves are throwing Ion Anderson. He's got good numbers against the Yankees. He made one start last year against them. In his professional debut, I believe... So he has, he made his debut against them. He almost no-hit them, if you remember. He threw six innings of one-hit ball with one earned run and one home run. The lineup he faced, Talkman led off. Voit batted second. Hicks third. Ford was the cleanup hitter. Gio Urshela batted fifth. Gary Sanchez batted sixth. Brett Gardner batted seventh. Holy shit. Tyro Estrada batted eighth and Tyler Wade batted ninth. Last year, no wonder they sucked last year. Mm. Holy shit, man. Look at that lineup. Talkman, Voit, Hicks, Ford, Gio, Gary, Gardy, Tyro, Wade.
That ain't it.
My God. Voit hit a homer off of him. That was like the only... And Gardy had a hit. So, you know, hopefully things are better than that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. That'd be good. Ion Anderson, the Shenandoah kid. Grew up a Red Sox fan. Hates the Yankees.
Currently third favorite odds in Rookie of the Year.
It's true.
We just looked at that.
All right, Jake. All right.
All right. You done? All right.
You done with your what to watch for?
I feel like we haven't talked about Kluber enough.
Well, pitching path to victory.
Okay.
Pitching path to victory. Kluber's going to start the game. He's been pretty poor in his last couple outings. He has gone 2.1 in his second game, 2.1, three earned runs in his next game against Toronto. Four innings pitched. Three earned runs, two home runs. He hasn't thrown 80 pitches yet. You know, last night with Tyone, I knew that if he got through five of one earned, we said it on the pregame show, very important, I thought. Just get him out of the game. Get him his win.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I genuinely think Kluber doesn't have feelings because he's a robot.
Yeah.
That I don't care about that. And I think, like, no, he has to throw, like, six good innings today because we're paid $10 million for you for one fucking season and you're injured and not good anymore. So, like, I have, like, holding him to the fire more to, like, no, dude, prove it. Be good. Like, okay. I don't want to baby you just to get a win. You're also a robot. You don't have feelings. He does have feelings. He loves his children. He loves his wife. He likes good music.
Let's have some daughters, have some men, and have some daughters and wives. Yeah, I think...
Zach's first concert.
What I would tell Corey coming into today...
Stop calling him that. It weirds everyone out. It weirds everyone out.
Zach, can I get a ruling on that?
Calling Kluber by his first name?
Corey.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hear that.
It weirds everyone out.
It's his name, guys.
This weirds everyone out.
Yeah.
Makes...
Just call him C-Club. That's less weird.
It's kind of me shit-talking him.
Oh, okay.
Like, right now, you're Corey until you're not, dude.
That's so tough.
Yeah.
Is there any cool Coreys out there?
Corey Matthews for you.
No, but he's not cool.
Right.
That's, like, the whole thing. His favorite... ice cream is vanilla, and he has a picture of celery in as well. Like, I love Corey Matthews. Then you got, like, Feldman and, like, all the other Coreys in Hollywood. Like, I don't know if there's any cool Coreys out there.
Davis is a wide receiver. I'm telling Corey Kluber before tonight's game. I already gave him my pride power speech from yesterday's episode. If you haven't heard that, go tune in. I'm telling him, dude, you've got 80 bullets today.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that... 4 innings, 0 earned runs, and you work like hell every pitch. Or you could make that, you know, 5.2 and 2 earned runs, but you're out there doing it, man. Like, I need something. I need something to chew on with Corey Kluber in a good way.
Okay.
Make me chew. From there.
Do you need him? You need him to go how deep?
4 minimum. Like, I still... This is third start, or no, fourth start. They pulled the plug early on him one day, but I mean, this is fourth start, and again, with the 2-year road to rehab he's had, I'm still 80 pitches. Like, let's hit the eights tonight. We need that. At some point, you have to build up your arm. So I need 80 pitches. If that's fighting through 4, but it gives the Yanks a chance, good. If that's...
He's so lucky that the whole team's been dog shit.
Yeah, big time.
Because I like, just give us a chance to win right now. Minimum ask. Yeah. Like, if it's only 4 innings, but it's 0 runs. If it's 4 innings, it's got to be 0 runs, just to be fair with you.
Yeah, maybe one.
Maybe one. But, I mean, that's such a ridiculous thing to ask. If the Yankees were playing any semblance of good baseball, I'd be demanding 5 or 6 from him, like 6.
We need something to chew on. Like, that's it.
Like, I'm almost on.
Jim, the old phrase... that I used to love is chewing the fat.
Yeah, a bunch of guys passing around bacon.
Just need something to chew on, dude. And from there, Lickie only threw 21 pitches yesterday. That's pretty wild. Chapman threw 20. I think it's all on the table, man.
It's the weirdest bullpen usage they've ever done last night.
Thank God that didn't backfire. Because we'd be having a very different day.
I can't believe... They used Wilson for 2 pitches.
Season on the line, Littke.
I can't believe they threw Littke back out there for a second inning because they don't Pablo Sandoval to face Chad Green. Chad Green isn't Sessa.
No.
He's our second best reliever.
It's one of the worst players in baseball versus a guy we have as an upper echelon reliever.
Yeah. And then, like, even Freddie, like, I get the lefty thing, but, like, it's still.
Yeah.
There, don't treat Chad Green like Ottavino. Like, don't fucking kill Chad Green's spirit the way you did Ottavino and make him a righty-only guy. Fucking Pablo Sandoval, man.
Can't kill Chad Green's spirit. He's
he's seen too many ghosts.
The ghost already
he's
has
filled,
that.
Filled with spirits. So I don't know. Yeah, it's everyone's available. I mean, Chapman's available. They do have.
Do we think it's a Sessa day?
Yeah, because he didn't pitch. They do have 12 in a row after this. So
yeah, that's where I think ideally today is
Nelson Sessa.
Is Kluber for 4 or 5, Sessa for 1 or 2. And then if you're winning, the good guys are there. O'Day didn't pitch yesterday, so you'd expect.
I think he was not available. I don't know if Boone said that in his postgame, but the way they acted was like O'Day wasn't available.
I think they were acting like they have their first stretch of game starting. When you said that, that was kind of my like, oh, the Yankees are preparing for a long streak of games, which was actually also really exciting. 13 in a row. It was like, damn, we're in it. Especially with the season starting yesterday.
Yeah.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Get out of here, dog.
Someone tweeted me something confusing.
Sorry.
Like, they're really mad about Gio hitting cleanup, which is the one part of the lineup I figured no one would be mad about.
Oh, look what my doodle can do.
No one hit a home run yesterday.
Gio did. Neither of us took him.
Yeah.
Because Gio might be the toughest homer to predict.
Well, I'm taking him.
Say what?
Yeah, taking him first pick.
Have you ever been over a girl sussy butt, but it ain't no good? Say what?
Yeah.
You're taking Gio. The first pick.
Hello, ladies. Yes. I'm taking Gio Urshela first. Four-hole Gio.
Try to play it off and eat the... But it takes so long. Say what? You're taking Gio.
Jake, ask me one more time, and I will slit my own throat.
Live on YouTube.
Yes, with a ballpoint pen.
Almost 1 million watching. Well, tracheotomy to death. That's a good pick, Jim.
Thank you.
Hardest homer draft guy to pick.
Achoo.
I am going to take... I'm going to go a little old school Yanks on this, Jim. Judge and Sanchez.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. Just, here's the thing. We call him Gary.
I went by last names there.
But I type everyone's last... This is on the official sheet. Gary goes by Gary. Judge goes by Judge. DJ LeMahieu goes by DJLM.
Right.
Higashioka goes by Higgy.
Higgy.
Like, that's what I type into the sheet. Right. So, Gary. You're taking Gary and Judge.
Judge and Sanchez.
Gio goes by Gio. I don't type in Urshela. What are you, a nut job?
A little bit, but not.
You're alone.
A little off.
Earlier today, Jake said, I can't wait to beat up homeless men.
That is not true.
That's the second time I've heard it.
Both times were you.
Both times I said it.
Both times you said that.
I listened to myself thoroughly. With my second pick, can I take DJ or did I take him yesterday?
You took Gardner and Judge yesterday.
So I'll take DJ LeMahieu.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I love the DJ pick.
Thank you.
The Gio pick? Ew.
No. You just said it was a good pick.
I said he's the toughest guy to pick in the homer draft.
You also said, congratulations, Jimmy. That's a phenomenal pick. Now I'll be right back. Gonna go kick a homeless guy's ass. Run it back.
Said,
Zach, can you run back the tape for
me? I said kiss a homeless guy's ass. So maybe that's been the confusion today.
You know what?
Yeah.
You did. He did say that. He did. You did say that. Shit. I got to take that tweet down.
Kluber's got good numbers against these Braves for whatever that means.
When has he faced them?
Exactly.
No one has 10 at-bats against him.
No. Nobody has more than one hit.
Ender and Quiarte does.
Not playing, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing.
Kluber doesn't know that.
Aha!
Zach, whose picks do you like better?
This is very... trying to think of the word.
Mean
it's very spirit. No, it's very selfish. It's a very selfish pick because the office did pick Gary today. So I have to pick Jake's.
Second time you've picked whatever the John Boy Media office picks in the John Boy Media Homer Draft? Yep. You're sick.
I don't think so. I thought you had the other one.
Yeah, I did. I judge.
So, not cool. Great pick, Zach. And if you didn't, I was going to kill you.
Because it would have been like...
You're wearing a Judge shirt.
Yep.
Your shirt has Aaron Judge on
it. Yeah, he does.
His likeness. It's not shirt, Aaron Judge is not actually on his shirt.
Well...
It's his likeness. It's a drawing of Aaron Judge.
MLBPA.
Don't confuse...
Roosevelt.
It's not like Aaron Judge is hugging Zach right now.
Oh, I wish. That'd be a great hug.
That'd be a good hug.
That'd be a
You'd get smothered.
Hug. Yeah.
You'd be in there. He'd feel like you were in his body.
He could accidentally crack your back.
I would disappear.
Yeah.
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 Be nice.
To disappear?
It'd probably be nervous. I mean...
I'd love... Jake's famous quote, I'd love to disappear.
Yeah. I mean, if we hugged him, his stuff would be, like, in our chest.
Belly button.
Okay.
I think his dick would be my belly button.
In it.
Well, depends,
I said on it.
Depends the angles.
If you're wearing a belly shirt, his penis is out. This is my premonition.
No, over-under.
Just
over-under.
When I thought I said the over-under. Oh, okay. It's the under. You know that, Jimmy.
Yes, yes.
No one can score. We scored our winning runs on a pass ball and a walk to a lost police officer.
What do you think it's set at? 8? Think they dropped it?
Kluber and Ion. They probably left it at 9 because it's Yankee Stadium.
Say and a half yesterday.
I'd say they left it at 9.
I'm going to say they left it at 8.5. Or they went down to 8 because no one can score.
I come from a land down under.
I'm guessing 8. Jake's guessing 8.5.
I'm saying they're keeping it at 9.
8.5?
Okay. Kept it at 9.
Good job, Jake. The under hit yesterday. The under has hit for the Yankees a lot. The under has hit for the Yankees 10 times. 62% of the time, the under hits for the Yankees. Now, Jake, after a win,
Jimmy Lytix,
the Yankees are 2-3 against the over, so the under hits more after a win. Now, at home, the Yankees are 3-7. The under hits a lot at home. 70% of the time, the under hits at home. Now, with no rest, the Yankees over-under, the under hits 63% of the time.
I'm taking the under.
Now, in interleague series, in interleague games, the under hits 100% of the time.
Yesterday. That's a tough number to argue with.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the under.
Yeah.
The only thing is if Kluber sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean, it feels like Ian Anderson's been striking people out this year, which that feels like bad news for the Yankees. Kluber, I don't know. Like, the Braves lineup, obviously, without Acuna, looks a little different.
Acuna.
And who's the other outfielder they're missing? They're missing Pache. Heredia's hit a little bit in Pache's defense, but...
How about the defense looking good yesterday?
It's nice. It's nice when they catch the balls.
They turned 3 double plays, and Gleyber was part of it.
Gleyber had a smooth double play that was like, oh, wow.
Oh.
You fielded it, step on the base, and threw to first.
We sat next to his dad.
What's up, Biggie?
He was looking good.
It looks like he beat the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he ain't homeless.
He's got an in-shape neck.
Yes.
I do not.
Oh, okay.
What are you premonitioning in tonight's game?
Let me take a look at the lineup again.
Okay.
That's kind of when they come to me.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ooh, Yankees hitting 208 on the year.
Inning-ending comebacker to Kluber.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that.
He fields it. He gives us a little, like, I loved Tanaka moment. Just like, it's like a dribbler in front of him a little bit, like two hopper. He just kind of snags it. And then, like, with all the calmness of a emotionless robot, just throws the last out of the game and then kind of robot walks off. That's my premonition.
Okay. Okay, I like that. Kluber premonitions.
Doesn't have to be Kluber, dude. You can do a Dansby Swanson.
No, I'm happy that you're doing Kluber.
You think Dansby premonitions? You think Dansby remembers you?
Yeah, we're twins.
In what area?
I
similar feet.
Eerily.
Yeah.
Spooky. No, nobody has these bad boys.
He probably gets a manicure every Sunday.
If you got a flatter foot than me, I'd like to shake your foot.
Okay.
I have one of the... I don't want this to come off as mean.
Okay.
Okay? So I need you to make sure it doesn't come off as mean. I have one of the struggling guys. Like Hicks, Clint... I'll throw Ford in the mix. I have Ford.
Not struggling.
He's not struggling. Well, he struggled. I have Ford, Hicks, or Clint getting hit by a pitch. I'm the most pathetic man in the world. What was that? Where'd that come from?
Oh, snap. That was lit.
Okay. Just a hit by a pitch. Back foot slider.
I don't know, like, it's going to be at a situation in the game where we're like, it sucks, like, I'm sorry, dude, you got hit, but also, like, little fist pump to yourself as a Yankee fan.
Oh, like when Ford walked.
So. Kinda.
Wow, so it is really mean of you.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe barbaric! Let that word resound.
I think maybe it's Clint.
You think Clint's get hits by pitch?
Like it's a runner on second, two outs, and Clint's up, and we're like, oh boy.
And you're over there just giddy.
Clint gets hit, he takes first, and DJ's up, and it's just, it felt like there wasn't a rally at all, and then it's like, holy crap, this is our best chance of the game.
He loved it.
That's arguably one of the best scenes in movie history.
So yeah, I'm cool now, which is huge.
All right.
That's... Caitlin Neuer in the chat. Are you seeing this?
What the fuck?
The F?
What the F, David Blaine?
We'll be live streaming this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to run that back? Do it again. Do it again.
We'll be live streaming the game tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Went back to it.
Sorry, dude. Sorry. I apologize.
The us?
Yeah. Us? Man?
Man?
Usman?
Usman Masvidal. Peter Moylan will be there. Former star reliever. Australian. Kelsey Winger will be with us. Current star. Farm to fame.
Who else?
Like the BBD will be flowing around. Zach, are you hanging out? Here? Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm going to record some stuff.
For a little
bit?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be here.
Vlog footage?
Possibly.
Have you gone through any of yesterday's stuff?
I just copied all of it over.
Because me and that camera...
I didn't watch your...
We're having a tough go.
I didn't watch your part. Yeah, I'm a little scared too. Yeah.
I did perfectly get the Gio home run. I believe in that.
You did?
I believe in that.
I want to see that.
Everything else, me and the camera, we're having a tough time.
If it turns out that you didn't get the Gio home run...
Death.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was so perfect. Matty Mass respects me now.
All right. We need to find out if he got
yeah.
this.
Okay, I'll look
Turns
at
out
it
it's
right
just
after
like
we're done.
Up his nostril.
I mean, it might be. Very well. I'm not very confident.
How many things have you deep-throated? You know what?
I don't have a good gag reflex.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to the pregame show.
Thanks, everybody. Should be fun.
Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.